I'd just like to mention that we actually do have Hans Jensen here as well. Hans is he works for the Danish Institute of Agriculture. I'm not sure I've got, yep, not quite right, but almost. It's a Danish institute. And he has, he's been working on the EU data, and I believe they're also working on improving the methodology to make them very similar to the OECD, so that'll be a future improvement. Did you want? So are there any?
No, just to say that in case there's any confusion, there's no good reason to have a different methodology for the EU. This was just a practical consideration. We were not able to provide the data to the level of detail required to Hans in time to do the job right. So this is our fault. Now he has since received that information. So when the database is completely finished, then the EU will be treated exactly the same way as all the other countries as far as domestic support is concerned. Okay, so that was just to say that. Okay.
So are there any questions?
I've shown about Nepal, but Nepal is still not included. So any observation?
Yeah, so it's Nepal is a part of rest of South Asia, but in this agricultural factor shares, we use the shares for different countries, GTAP countries, not GTAP regions. So we include some of the countries we use the factor shares are those that are not in the GTAP regions, list of GTAP regions. So it's there. But these are mapped to some other countries. For example, if you have data for Nepal, it can be used for Afghanistan or some other country in the same region. So
I guess just to add to that, so when we construct the GTAP database, we actually have a country list which is much broader than the 113 countries that you see in the GTAP database. So we collect a lot of the macro data and energy data, trade data on a country level, and then it's aggregated up to the 113, and that mean is determined by what actual I/O tables we receive. So we do collect a lot more data than just the I/O tables. Any other questions? Okay. I guess next we'll hear from Robert McDougall on, was it services first? On services? Oh, I'm sorry, on energy data. After we've heard from energy, we'll open it up for discussion again, and the same after services. And then we'll just have a general session, so you could ask any questions about the GTAP database. As I said, there's a number of experts in the room who can answer questions on any aspect of the database. But first, so Robert McDougall on the energy data.
Okay. So someone knows how to work this remotely.
I think you've got to do it. No, he's doing something.
Yeah, okay. Very good.